This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tiri kutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le is Studio 7. Umsakazo olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manera kanaka vatereri tinosangana zvakare manera anasi uri musi wechishanu chikumi 24 2016. Makaterera ku Studio 7 nepfenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa ne Studio 7 iri muWashington DC. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ini ndini wenyu Jonga Kandemiri ndiri muWashington DC ndichiti hezvino zviri muchirongwa chedu chanhasi.
Tine kugunununa, tine kurwadziwa nekuda kwenhau yezvakabuda zvichitaurwa na Vice President Vamboko kuti iwo havasi kuzobva muhotera on the expense of us taxpayers.
Vanhu vaviri vanombochengetedzwa nemapurisa muHarare nhasi mushure mekuratidzira kwaitwa nevagari vemuguta iri vachinyunyuta nekugara kwaitwa nemutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika vapelekezela Mpoko muhotera kwenguva refu vachishandisa mari yehurumende. Bato rinopikisa reMDCT roronga kuparura chirongwa chekusatenga zvigadzirwa kana muzvitoro zvevanhu veZANU-PF sekuratidza kunyunyuta kwaro nenyaya dzeuori. Zimbabwe inoti yave kutenga chibage kubva kuUkraine nekuMexico sezvo nzara yoramba ichikomba. Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemisoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi dzichiuya kwamuri dzichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Vanhu vaviri vambochengetedzwa nemapurisa muHarare nhasi mushure mekuratidzira kwaitwa nevagari vemuguta iri vachinyunyuta nekugara kuri kuita mutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika vapelekezela Mpoko muhotera yeRainbow Towers kwenguva refu vachishandisa mari yehurumende. Mutoro wedu wenhau Thomas Chiripasi anotipa nyaya iyi.
Varatidziri vanga vakatakura zvinyorwa zvakasiyana-siyana vabva kumasangano anoti National Vendors Union of Zimbabwe, Restoration of Human Rights pamwe nemubatanidzwa wemasangano evechidiki uri kuzviti tajamuka, nhasi vapinda pane imwe hotera muHarare vachiti vamupoko vanofanira kubuda muhotera iyi nechimbi-chimbi. Mumwe wevaratidziri ava vaIshmael Kauzani vati havasi kufara kuti vamupoko vave kuda kutosvitsa makore maviri vachigara muhotera iyi kubva pavakagadzwa semutevedzeri wemutungamiriri wenyika muna 2014 vachishandisa mari yemuhomwe yehurumende asi veruzhinji vachinhonga svosve nemuromo.
Tauya pano muzuva ranhasi tine kutsamwa, tine kugununguna, tine kurwadziwa nekuda kwenhau yezvakabuda zvichitaurwa na Vice President Vamboko kuti iwo havasi kuzobva muhotera on the expense of us taxpayers.
Mashoko avakauzani atsinirwa namuzvare Value Dick Mugagara, avo vati mari iri kubhadharirwa vamupoko kuti vagare muhotera nehurumende zviri nani kuti ishandiswe kugadzirisa zvimwe zvinhu zviri kunetsa munyika zvakafanana nekuwanisa veruzhinji mvura yakachena. Varatidziri ava vaita kuti vanga vari pahotera iyi vatize mushure mekunge mapurisa anorwisana nemvongamupopoto asvika akavhara mikova yose yehotera iyi ndokusungasa chigaro weNational Vendors Union of Zimbabwe vaStan Zvorwadza pamwe nemumwe muratidziri watisina kuziva zita rake. Vamwe varatidziri vakwanisa kuvhura mikova yehotera iyi ndokumhanya vakananga kugedhi rinopinda nevanhu nedzimotokari pahotera iyi vachiedza kuvharira motokari dzanga dzakatakuriswa vasungwa ava. Asi mapurisa anorwisana nemhirizhonga abva atanga kurova vanhu ava zvabva zvaita kuti vaite rutsoka ndibereke vachiita aziva kwake aziva kwake. Panguva yanga ichiitika zvose izvi vamupoko nemhuri yavo vanga vari muhotera iyi. Zvichakadai mutauriri wemapurisa Senior Assistant Commissioner Cherry Charamba vaudza Studio 7 parunhare kuti havasi kuzosiya vanhu vachingoratidzira pamadiro vachiti mapurisa achaedza napo se paanogona napo kuti achengetedze runyararo munyika. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Thomas Chiripasi.
Bato rinopikisa Movement for Democratic Change rinoti dare reparamende rinofanira kuvota robvisa mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe pachigaro nenyaya yehuori umwe rinoti watekeshera munyika yose. Mumashoko aro kuvatori venhau, bato reMDCT rati pane nyaya dzemakurukota ehurumende akawanda ari kubatwa mumambure ehuori asi vaMugabe vanongoramba vakapeta zvavo maoko. Bato iri rinoti mari dziri kutaurwa kuti dziri kubiwa dzinosvika kumabhiriyoni emadhora uku vanhu vakawanda vachinonga svosve nemuromo. MDCT inotiwo hama dzavaMugabe dziri muwo mukubiwa kwemari uku. Hofisi inoongorora mashandisirwo emari dzehurumende yaAuditor and Comptroller General yakaburitsawo gwaro rinoburitsa pachena kuti mari hadzisi kufambiswa zvakanaka nemapazi akawanda ehurumende. Hatina kukwanisa kutaura nemutauriri wavaMugabe vaGeorge Charamba sezvo vanga vasingadairi nharembozha yavo. Mutoro wedu wenhau Patricia Mudadigwa anotipa nyaya inotevera.
Vazhinji vataura neStudio 7 vanoti zvinovakatyamadza kuti musine nguva hutekwa-tekwa hwehurumende yavaMugabe hunogaronyorwa huchipomerwa mhosva yekuita zveuori asi hapana kana munhu mumwe chete atasungwa. Kana naivo vaMugabe vanogarawo shorawo nyaya yehuori iyi. Nyaya yakanyanyoita kuti veruzhinji vagunun'une mashoko avaMugabe ekuti kwakabiwa mari inosvika mabhiriyoni 15 yemangoda kwamarange asi kusvika pari zvino hapana kana munhu asungwa.
We have not received much from the diamond industry at all. Not much by way of earnings. I don't think we have exceeded $2 billion or so, no? And yet we think that well over 15 or more billion dollars have been earned in that area. So where have our carats been going?
Makurukota nevakuru muhurumende vapomerwa mhosva vanosanganisira gurukota rezvemukati menyika vaIgnatius Chombo, gurukota rezveumhizha mukufambiswa kwemashoko vasupamandi wanzira, gurukota rezvematunhu vasevhia Kasukuruwere, gurukota rezveutano vaDavid Parirenyatwa, gurukota rezvemhando dzemoto vaSamuel Ntenge, vaAlbert Mbofu, munyori mukuru muhofisi yemutungamiriri wenyika vaGeorge Charamba nevamwewo. Asi vanhu vese ava havana kana kumboferefetwa nemapurisa kunyange vakawanda vachiti pane umbowo hwakasimba hunoratidza kuti vakaita zveuori uye vamwe vacho vakatotenda kuti vainge vaita zveuori. Amai taiziva mamoyo ndeumwe wavataura neStudio 7 vakati kurwisa uori kunotaurwa nehurumende ndezvepamuromo chete.
Pese panoitwa tunhu twese panenge pakagadzirwa kakona kekuti uori huve conducive.
VaMaxwell Katande, mumwe mugari wemuHarare vatsigirwawo kuti hurumende nemakambani ari munyika ndiwo anotuma vanhu kuti vaite zveuori.
Ndikuona kuti hurumende yedu iri kukurudzira uori kuendera mberi nenhau yekuti inononoka kubhadhara vashandi vayo.
VaAngirai Moyo wati D vatsigirwa vakati hurumende yavaMugabe yakaora yese uye dambudziko reuori iri rinogadziriswa chete kana hurumende yachinja.
Corruption zvinji iri kuitika munyika munomu iri kunyanya kuitika nehurumende iri kutonga yacho zvekuti hapana munhu unokwanisa kutsuura kana unokwanisa kumisa corruption. Nekuti vanofanira kudai vari ivo vanomisa corruption ndo vari kuita corruption yacho. Ukaona maministers izvozvi zvukatsvaga ukaona kuti nyika inei hakutori namari vanhu vari kunetseka kutsvaga mari. Kuti vanoshanda kunyange mumabhenga hamutori namari but ukatsvaga kumaminista unoona vari kuvaka dzimba dzinotyisa, vari kutenga motokari dzinotyisa.
Ongororo zhinji dzinoitwa munyika dziri kuratidzwa kuti mapurisa ndiwo ari pamberi pakuita zveuori nechoko muhomwe. Asi mutauriri wemapurisa Chief Superintendent Nyati vanoti mapurisa anosunga vose vanoita zveuori.
Nyaya yechoko muhomwe ndeye vanhu vaviri anopa neanotora. Isusu mutemo wedu semapurisa tinosunga vese vanoita choko muhomwe, angari mupurisa, angave munhuwo zvake, angave mutyairi wemotikari, angave muzvina bhizinisi.
Nemusi wechitatu vachinamasa vakaudza dare reparamende kuti hurumende iri kuisa hwaro hwekuti igadzirise dambudziko reuori. Ndakamirira nhepfenyuro yeStudio 7 muHarare, ndini Patricia Mudadigwa.
Zvichakadaro, bato reMDCT rinoti rine urongwa hwekuparura chirongwa chekukurudzira veruzhinji kuti vasatenga muzvitoro pamwe nekutenga zvigadzirwa zvemakambani evanhu vanodyidzana nehurumende iri kutonga yeZANU-PF. Munyori mukuru weMDCT vaDouglas Monzora vanoti bato ravo rafunga kutora danho iri sezvo vanhu vari kudyidzana nehurumende yeZANU-PF vari kuita zveuori mukuwanisana mabasa muhurumende vachipedzisira vokama hurumende. VaMonzora vanoti pari zvino bato ravo rave nemakambani anosvika gumi nemapfumbamwe avachakurudzira veruzhinji kuti vasadyidzana navo, anosanganisira kambani yemutungamiri wenyika nemhuri yavo yeGushungo Dairy pamwe nezvitoro zveChoppies zvinonzi ndezvemutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika vaPhelekezela Mphoko. Vanoti urongwa hwavo hwakatwasanuka zvikuru sezvo husiri kuzoparadza zvitoro kana makambani aya kana kuita zvemhirizhonga, asi kuti vachangorega kutenga zvigadzirwa zvakaita semukaka weGushungo nemuzvitoro zvakaita seChoppies. MDCT iri kuedza kutora matanho akawanda anosanganisira kuratidzira senzira yekumanikidza hurumende yava Mugabe kubva pachigaro. Ngatinzwei hurukuro yataita navaMonzora pamusoro penyaya iyi.
Tiri kuona kuti varombo ndivo vari kunyanya kumbunyikidzwa nechihurumende ichi. Vanhu vehurumende kana kuti shamwari dzeZANU-PF ndidzo dzine mabhizinesi ari kubudirira, nokuti vanoita zveuori, hwopiwa macontracts egovernment, hwopiwa mari maloans egovernment, hwoita mabhizinesi avo. Saka ndivo vari kuita mabhizinesi muno muZimbabwe. Saka chirongwa chatirikuda kuita ndechokuti tichatarisa mastoro kana masupermarket kana maproducts evanhu ivavo vari kuwana upfumi nehukopokopo neuori, tobva tati isu hatisi kutenga imomo. Kana tati hakuna munhu anotenga maChoppies, hatichatenga maChoppies imomo. Tikati hakuna munhu anotenga petrol papetrol station yakati inooniwa nanhingi, hatichatengi ipapo. Tikati hatichatengi mukaka wekwaGushungo, tese hatichatengi izvozvo. Saka tichatanga chirongwa ichocho, tobva tati hatisi kuzotenga mumastore evanhu ivavo vari kuita mari nenyaya yevarombo wavari kubira zvakare.
Munofunga here imi kuti vana veZimbabwe vangateerera kurudziro iyoyo, tichiona kuti dzimwe nguva zvitoro zvamuri kuti vanenge vasingazotenga izvozvo ndozvinenge zvakavachipira tichitarisa mamiriro akaita zvinhu?
Vana veZimbabwe vanoteerera zvikuru kunyanya-nyanya kana vanzwisisa kuti zvinhu zviri kuitirwei. Vanhu veZimbabwe right now vari kuenda kumademonstrations vasina kufosa, vasina kuhaijekwa kunzi taakutora rori yechikoro iyi taakuenda kudemonstration. Asi nyaya iripo ndeyokuti vana veZimbabwe vanoteerera. Vanhu ava vari kuita mari yakawandisa nema5 rand nemadhora edu atinoenda tinotenga mazai mumasupamaketi avo. Tikati isu kwe1 week hatisi kutenga muzvitoro zvavo, vanhu ivavo vanogwadama zvechokwadi.
Munofunga here imi kuti izvi zvingavadzimba zvokuti vangashandura maitiro?
Hurumende iyi ihurumende yatingati pachirungu vari stubborn, dzekuti havateereri. Asi tinoona kuti vakanyatso kudhirwa navo zvakanaka-naka tinowanzovakunda.
Vanga vari munyori mukuru webato reMDCT vaDouglas Monzora vari parunare muHarare neStudio 7. Direct from Washington, the voice of America, VOA. Gurukota runoona nezvekurima vaJoseph Made nhasi vaudza vatori venhau muHarare kuti Zimbabwe ichatenga chibage chinosvika matani zviuru mazana maviri nemashanu kubva kuMexico senzira yekupedza nzara yapfunya chisero munyika. VaMade vati Zimbabwe ichatengawo chimwe chibage kubva kuUkraine, South Africa neZambia. Hurumende yeZimbabwe iri kutsvaga mari inosvika biriyoni imwe chete nemazana mashanu. Makateerera kunhepfenyuro yevanhu yeStudio 7 tiri kutepfenyura tiri muWashington DC. Munotibata pa909 AM, pa4930 kana pa11605 ne15460 kHz pashortwave. Tombotarisa zvaitika kune dzimwe nyika. Mm-hmm. Mauto emuIsrael anoti auraya mumwe mudzimai wekuPalestine mushure mekunge abonderesa motokari yake pane imwe motokari yanga yakamira panzvimbo yanga yakachengetedzwa nemauto muWest Bank munzira yekuenda kuguta reKiryat Arba. Vanhu vekuIsrael vaviri vakuvara muchiitiko ichi. Munzvimbo iyi magara muine kunetsana kwakanyanya uye kubva muna gumi guru gore rapera pafa vanhu vemuPalestine mazana maviri makumi maviri nevaviri vekuIsrael vekuAmerica vaviri uye mumwe kubva kuSudan nemumwe zvakare kubva kuEritrea. Varukwikwidza musarudzo yemutungamiri wenyika yeAmerica mubato remaDemocrats vaBernie Sanders vanoti vachavhotera amai Hillary Clinton avo vakavakunda musarudzo. VaSanders kusvika pari zvino havasati vatambira kuti vakakundwa vachiti vanoda kutanga vaenda kumusangano mukuru unozogadza mutungamiri webato ravo weconvention uchaitwa muna Chikunguru. VaSanders vanoti chinangwa chavo chikuru ndechekuti vari kutarisirwa kukwikwidzana naMike Clinton vaDonald Trump webato remaRepublicans vasapiwe mukana wekutungamira America. Mutungamiri wehurumende yeBritain vaDavid Cameron vanoti vave kusiya basa muna gumi guru tichitevera kuvhotwa kwakaitwa nezuro nevanhu vemuBritain vachiti havachadi kuramba vari mubatanidzwa weEuropean Union. Mutungamiri wenyika yeAmerica vaBarack Obama vati ukama hweAmerica neBritain hucharamba hwakasungwa neutare kunyangwe paita zinyekenyeke nekubuda kweBritain muEU. VaObama vachitsigirana navaCameron vainge vakurudzira Britain kuti isabude musangano iri. Nyika dzakawanda dzemuEU dzinoti dzashamisika nedanho reBritain iri sezvo rokonzera matambudziko munyaya dzezveupfumi munyika dzakawanda. Mukuziya nezvenyaya iyi, Blessing Zulu Studio 7 abata zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviviri zvakavhota musarudzo idzi, vaSanderson Makombe navaLloyd Musipa. VaMakombe vaitsigira kuti Britain isabuda musangano reEU ukuwo vaMusipa vakanga vachitaurawo nezvekutsigira kwavo danho rekuti Britain ibude. Ngatinzwei vachiita hurukuro.
It has a lot of positives in it. You know, contrary nezviri kutaurwa nevanhu kuti zvinozoita kuti titagetwe semaimmigrants kana kuti Brussels ndiyo yanga ichitibatsira neapex court. Kana ta exhaust ma remedies here nationally. To the contrary, when you have to look at all the, even if we look at my asylum applications or anybody who claim a question from UK in one form or another or capacity, whether it's human rights, what have you, very few people have gone as far as that apex court.
Vama kombe Peter Itinsk.
Firstly, in any ndaga votera remain. Okay. My reasons, ndotanga ndapindura patarwa na Lloyd. I'm surprised that Lloyd referred to the apex court. But Lloyd has to talk about it because I know what the Human Rights Act is UK. And Article 8, iripo iri kuchanswa like yakachanswa for a lot of people kuti wawane mastay under the right to private life. Hawana kuenda ku apex court ku Brussels. It was the law yakaiswa muno. Isusu edu wanhu atema tenge takuonekwa at the same level or accessing at the same level my immigration opportunities mu UK nema Eastern Europe is to me it's just a fallacy.
Pindura itinzwe vamusipa.
What we are saying
politics, those members agaita move on. Vanakamuronzi wechiri showing away from Mugabe. Remember my handshakes vachitiza vachita senana chinana Tony Blair and so on. Now they are faced with a situation where it's either Mugabe, whoever, whether it's Manjuru, whether it's Tsvangirai, but one or the other, they now have to face up to the fact that they need to sit down with the Zimbabwean government. So for me, it's a positive development.
Vama kombe taura itinzwe panyaya yekudyidzana kweBritain neZimbabwe. Mukuona paine zvinoshanduka here?
Policy yeEU towards Zimbabwe was dictated by Britain.
VaSanderson Makombe chizvarwa cheZimbabwe chiri muBritain manzwa zvakare kubva kuna Valoid Musipa vanove chimwe chizvarwa cheZimbabwe. Vaviri ava vataura parunare na Blessing Zulu vari kuBritain.
Tino kutambira yaiwa tereri, muchirongwa chedu, pindai mudariro. Chatino tarwa newe chidiki, inindini, Shioneso Jani, nastine shirikazi, achatu uzao nyaye upenyu wake. Anonzi naume mtambika. Tine zuro, yangari ziware kurangari ya shirikazi. Wakadi yako?
Ruda umakadi.
Aiwa, tirinani, titana ngure kuti upenyu wako. Wanga uri sei. Usati waita shirikazi?
Ndaka chata 1992, wani 22 years. Ndaka mbaita mwana wangu tanga 1993, 97, mbaita mwana wangu chikuchikiri. Ndaka mwana wangu mwana wangu mwana wangu ani 6 weeks mwana wangu mbashaye.
Nema miriro, ezino, muno Mzimbabwe. Munga tuudze kuti chi, semu shirikazi.
Ndinyango kurudzira kuna organization, wema chichi kuti bai vayo chaigona, wagona kumira, shirikazi jaganyani. Nekuti, mzengu wa amagona kutushadi, sada kuu, muka kuenda kumunda cheku, kana kurima gaden. Kungwa jata pasana, jimitrika, jishushikani, nekuti, isusi mu Afrika, teka rizwa, ili mnanororwa, ugara numurumu wake. Wana mai lebi ya kutafuwa, kuchengetwa numurumu wake. Saka, mwete mida emotional support.
Saka mkuti, wechidiki, kana waita shirikazi, ngawa krumize kupina mjimba ye.
Ndrikuti, kana wawo na munu, amekwanisa kukuroro kukani nae, usa mili zorwa. Na kutuzi, nishikara marimu ba, kutishikazi, kutimbaji wa mkuzi zorewana.
Aiwa, tinotenda ne kutirine kutaura nesu. Awa wangawari, naome mutambikwa. Inindini, Shioneso Jani. Mchirongwa, pindai mdariro.
Makateerera ku Studio 7, tirikutefenyura tiripa mzinda we Voice of America mu Washington DC. Mashoko anotevera anoburitsa pachena pamire hurumende yeAmerica pane zviri kuitika muBotswana. Musi wa20 chikumi nyika dzepasi rino dzakacherechedza zuva revapoteri kana kuti World Refugee Day. Sangano reUnited Nations High Commission kana kuti UNHRC rinoti vanhu vanodarika mamiriyoni makumi mana vakatiza misha uye vanosvika mamiriyoni makumi maviri vari muupoteri kune dzimwe nyika kubva pakarwiwa hondo yeWorld War II. Mumiriri weAmerica muBotswana vaEl Miller vanoti zvinorwadza kuti vanhu vakawanda vari muupoteri kunyange hazvo vachiti nyika yeAmerica iri kuedza kudzikisa uwandu uhu. Vanotiwo zvinorwadza kuti dzimwe nyika dzinoramba kutambira vanenge vachitsvaga upoteri. Hurumende yeAmerica inoti ine urongwa hwekutsvaga mari yekuti ibatsire vanhu ava ichiita mushandira pamwe neshamwari dzayo nemamwe masangano akazvimirira oga. Ambassador Miller vanoti mumwe sahwira weAmerica mukuru panyaya iyi iBotswana iyo ine vanhu vari muupoteri vanosvika zviuru zvitatu vakawanda vacho vachibva kuZimbabwe neSomalia. Mashoko aya anotaura pamire hurumende yeAmerica pane zviri kuitika muBotswana. Munhau dzemitambo, Makunda neCastellaga Premier Soccer League ave kupinda munharaunda yegumi nerimwe chete zvikwata zvina zvichifemera namugotsi. Mutoro wedu wenhau dzemitambo Michael Kariati anotipa nyaya iyi.
Zvikwata zvina zviri pamusoro peCastro Premier Soccer League zvakasiyana nemapoints matatu chete zvekuti hazvishamise kuti makundano aya angangoita mutungamiri mutsva mushure mekupera kwemitambo yakarongwa mukupera kwesvondo. Highlanders iyo iri pamusoro ine mapoints makumi maviri nematatu. Chikwata chiri pachinzvimbo chechina cheFC Platinum chiine mapoints makumi maviri. Pakati peHighlanders nekugona kunenge kudada pane Capes United neZPC Kariba idzo dzine mapoints makumi maviri nerimwe chete. Asi tiri kunyanyonakidza ndechekuti Highlanders iri pamusha neZPC Kariba mumutambo wakaoma zvikuru Babafield Stadium mushure mekunge katuruturu yakaita zvinoshamisa nekunorova FC Platinum kumandava Stadium. Asi mutoveri wemutambo wenhabvu vafarai kambamura vanoti Highlanders iri kutamba zvinotyisa zvekuti iri kutora mapoints matatu kubva kuZPC Kariba, vachiwedzera iwo kuti zvichaoma kubvisa chikwata ichi pamusoro pachaenda apa.
Pamusoro pavaenda apa, zvichatitore zvichatiomei kune Platinum vari kuitera nana ivo ana Rarisid nana Capes United, nekuti haiwa vari kutamba zvakanaka zvese, bhora ravari kutamba haiwa nderi mhando yepamusoro.
Highlanders yakaenda pamusoro peCapes United mushure mekukunda Border Strikers 2-0 nemusi wechitatu. Mitambo yese iriko yakamira seizvi. Mugovera ngezi Platinum Stars vs Border Strikers Baobabo. Cholocho Pirates vs Chicken Inn White City Stadium. Harare City vs Dynamos Rufaro Stadium. FC Platinum vs Triangle Mandava. Nesondo, Highlanders vs ZPC Kariba Barberfield Stadium. Capes United vs Blue City National Sports Stadium. Wange vs Mutare City kuColliery. Zvikwata zviri pasi pasi kunyanya cheMutare City Rovers neBorder Strikers zvinofanira kutanga kunhonga mapoints kana kuti zvinodzokera nechimbi chipi kuDivision 1 kwazvakabva tichitarisa mamiriro azvakaita patafura yekasolaga Premier Soccer League iko zvino. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Michael Kariati.
Muimbi ane mukurumbira Ja Praise ari kutarisirwa kuredza muno muAmerica nekuCanada kekutanga mwedzi unouya, izvo zviri kutambirwa nemufaro nezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri munyika mbiri idzi. Mumwe avo vari kuronga mutambo uyu vataurai mupambirei vanozivikanwa nezita rekuti DJ Tau vanoti vari kufadzwa nekutambirwa kuri kuita urongwa hwekuti Ja Praise ave ari muAmerica. Ngatinzwei hurukuro yavaita naMavelous Muhlanganya uye weStudio 7.
Ja Praise achatanga kuuya kuAmerica, achaita 3 shows. First show achaita kuDallas, Texas, musi wa29 July. The second show achaita kuWashington, D.C., musi wa30 July. And then the last show yemuAmerica achaita kuIndiana, musi wa31 July. Apedza ipapo achaenda kuCanada, onoridza ku Toronto zwa 5 August, ozonoridza ku Edmonton zwa 6 August. Ndine 3 guys vandirikushanda navo, one is based in Canada, umwe ari based ku Texas.
Zvakatora nguva yakareba sei kuti imi nevamwe venyu muwanikwe muchitaurana naJa Praise kuti auye kuno kuAmerica, nekuti akandeke kutanga achiuya imo muno muAmerica?
Tingangoti zvakatora mwedzi mitatu kuti tisvike patavi.
Dzipi dzimbo dzaJa Praise dzingatarisirwe neveruzhinji vangangoda kuona vachiuya kumutambo uyu?
Dziyo dziri kunetsa mazuva ano iri kunyanyonetsa iChinamira neimwe inonzi Hello, ndodziyo 2 dziri kutarisirwa nevanhu vese. Chimwe chinhu chiri kutarisirwa nevanhu kutamba kunenge kuchiita bhendi yacho panenge pachiridza dziyo idzodzo.
Matikiti ekuti vanhu vapinde pamutambo uyu anowanikwa kupi, uyezve ari kutengeswa mari yakaita sei?
Matiketi yezvino izvi tiri kuadvertisa paFacebook neonline.
Vataurai mupambirei vachitaura naMavelous Muhlanganya uye weStudio 7 vari kuBoston muAmerica. Muchirongwa chedu cheLive Talk na 8:30 p.m. tiri kutarisa kuratidzira kuri kuitwa nevanhu nenyaya dzeuori pamwe nekugara muhotera kuri kuitwa nemutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika vapelekezela mupoko vachishandisa mari dzevanhu dzemitero, vanhu vacho vachinonga svosve nemuromo. Kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa ichi, tumirai nhamba dzenyu paWhatsApp, nhamba dzinoti 001-202-465-0318. Sezvo nguva yedu yapera, regai timbotarisa musoro yenhau zvakare. Vanhu vaviri vanombochengetedzwa nemapurisa muHarare nhasi mushure mekuratidzira kwaitwa nevagari vemuguta iri vachinyunyuta nekugara kuri kuita mutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika vapelekezela mupoko muhotera yeRainbow Towers kwenguva refu. tabva tasvika kumagume echirongwa chedu chanhasi tinoimba kuti muchange muine zvakare mangwana anokuonekai ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndiri muWashington DC ndoti ngatirambei tiri pamwe chete munhau dzechirungu ini naMavelous Mhlanganya uye Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, June 24th, 2016. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya Huye.
Yeah, our top stories this evening.
Police in Harare briefly arrested two men who were part of a group protesting the protracted stay of Vice President Phelekezela Mpoko in a five-star hotel in Harare.
We are here because of the statement which Vice President Phelekezela Mpoko has just issued that he won't leave the hotel.
Britain has made a historic decision to leave the European Union in a referendum. We have the take of Zimbabweans.
I voted for Britain to leave the European Union. Because why, if you're outside EU, you are required to have a permit and a visa to come in here? Yet someone from Europe can walk and get that job, despite that we are more qualified than that person.
The MDCT says it will soon be unveiling a new strategy to punish ZANU-PF linked businesses. We will tell you all about this new game plan in tonight's bulletin.
And in sports news, the Castle Lager Premier Soccer League Championship race enters week 11. We preview the weekend fixtures.
These stories and much more coming up. Stay tuned.
Two people were briefly held by Harare police after a group of angry protesters stormed a five-star Harare hotel, demanding that Vice President Phelekezela Mpoko, who has been staying there for more than a year at taxpayers' expense, to leave his lodgings after incurring a bill of more than $1 million. Thomas Chiripasi has more details from Harare.
Some placard-carrying protesters, drawn from the National Vendors Union, Restoration of Human Rights, and a pressure group calling itself Team Tajamuka, besieged a Harare hotel where Vice President Mpoko has been booked in at the expense of the state since his appointment in 2014. During the protest, the Vice President, who has declared that he will not vacate the hotel, was marooned in his 17th floor hotel room with his family. One of the protesters, Ishmael Kauzani, tells Studio 7 that it was being insensitive for Mpoko to live a luxurious life at the expense of taxpayers when most Zimbabweans were finding it difficult to survive.
We are here because of the statement which Vice President Phelekezela Mpoko has just issued that he won't leave the hotel. So we are saying as vendors, as citizens of Zimbabwe, taxpayers' money are here. Please, Mr. Mpoko, leave the hotel.
Kauzani's sentiments were echoed by Value Dick Mgagara, who says the money that is being used to settle the vice president and his family's hotel bills could be put to better use instead of squandering taxpayers' money on luxury.
So these vendors, they are demonstrating, saying that he should go to his 41-bedroomed house. And where is this money coming from, which is being paid for his rentals here at the Rainbow Towers? Is coming from the taxes that are being collected from the poor citizens of Zimbabwe.
The demonstrators, who carried placards into the hotel's reception and foyer, scared some guests who ran in different directions as anti-riot police, who arrived in four lorries in no time, shut all the doors and arrested Sten Zorwadza, who leads the National Vendors Union, and another unidentified activist who appeared to be leading today's protest. Other protesters tried to block the main exit of the hotel yard when a truck that Zorwadza and another activist had been bundled into, demanding their immediate release, but they were assaulted by the police, resulting them in running in different directions. Police spent the better part of the day maintaining a heavy presence at the hotel. Police spokesperson Cherit Charamba told Studio 7 by phone that authorities would not allow lawlessness and urged anyone intending to demonstrate to notify the police first. Meanwhile, the MDC, led by former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai, also issued a statement condemning the Deputy President's continued stay in the hotel. The main opposition party said it was shameful that the Vice President is occupying a presidential suite at the hotel at a minimum cost of US$430 per day to the National Treasury when Zimbabweans are faced with grinding poverty and the government failing to pay its workers. A local independent newspaper quoted some unnamed government sources this week as saying Vice President Mpoko had refused occupancy of two houses that had been secured for him by the state, saying they were not fit for a person of his stature. One of the houses was said to be worth $3 million, which Mpoko's wife is reportedly saying is not designed to her liking. Studio 7 failed to get a comment from the Vice President, whose mobile phone went unanswered. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.
Britain has made a historic decision to leave the European Union in a referendum that has stoked passions on issues of immigration and sovereignty and prompted the resignation of Prime Minister David Cameron. Markets across Europe plummeted at opening Friday morning as investors reacted to Britain's vote to leave the Union after more than 42 years. For Zimbabweans both in the UK and those at home, the results of the referendum have solicited mixed feelings. Studio 7's Chris Gande reached a Zimbabwean living in the United Kingdom, Ezra Sibanda, who says he is happy with the results of the referendum.
I voted for Britain to leave the European Union. The reasons being that the free movement between European countries was not benefiting me as an African or as someone coming outside Europe. There is so much immigration coming from East Europe, people flocking to the United Kingdom. It has been problematic of late for people from outside EU to come and get jobs here in the United Kingdom. Because why, if you're outside EU, you are required to have a permit and a visa to come in here? Yet someone from Europe can walk and get that job, despite that we are more qualified than that person. This is the reason I voted Britain out, so that all of us are treated equally in this modern world.
But we have spoken to some Zimbabweans there who say the opposite. Why would you think that they wanted Britain to stay in the EU?
The problem with the Zimbabweans, my fellow Zimbabweans, is that they listen to scaremongering from David Cameron and the people wanted Britain to remain. They don't realize that was not affecting them. This EU referendum was about a free movement. Mostly it's about free movement and economics. But at the moment, Zimbabweans who have got the right of a board to stay in the United Kingdom, some who are British citizens, they are not affected in any way because they are part of Britain.
That was Ezra Sibanda, a Zimbabwean living in the United Kingdom.
Meanwhile, an economic commentator, Walter Sununguli Mbongolwane, tells Studio 7 the results of the referendum will not in any way be good news for Zimbabwe's targeted sanctions that were imposed on President Mugabe by Britain and the European Union.
Yes, there are potential benefits. You remember that the UK, being part of the EU, it was bound by European Union regulations, especially around its recruitment policy and also migration regime. So Britain now, without that encumbrance of the European Union, now it is free to chart its own migration policy, its own employment policies. I think the most possible default position that the UK will take, it will be to go the Commonwealth route and try to promote its Commonwealth agenda and try by all means to embrace the people from the Commonwealth. So this is likely to actually lead to a relaxation of migration policy in the UK.
But do you see any political leverage that Zimbabwe might use, especially President Mugabe?
The European Union still has got its own precedent, its own laws and the ways of dealing with Zimbabwe. They are not going to listen to what Britain wants on Zimbabwe. And also, the British government, in terms of engaging the Zimbabwean government, it's not going to happen anytime soon because the fundamentals of what they wanted in Zimbabwe, they have not changed. We know that there might be an opportunity from Mugabe thinking that now is the time maybe to re-engage the UK. It's not going to happen.
That was Walter Nsununguli Mpongolwani, a political commentator. He spoke to Studio 7 on the line from Johannesburg, South Africa. The opposition MDCT says it will soon unveil a new strategy to punish ZANU-PF-linked businesses. The party says it will launch what it calls a massive consumer boycott campaign to encourage Zimbabweans to boycott supermarkets, products and businesses linked to ruling ZANU-PF government functionaries. MDCT spokesman Douglas Mwonzora says so far they've identified about 19 companies and some products that are associated with companies and individuals that they are not going to support. Mwonzora, who did not want to reveal the list of the targeted businesses, though he says Gushungo Holdings, a dairy company owned by the First Family, and Choppies Supermarkets owned by Vice President Pelekezela Mpoko are the obvious ones on the list of 19 companies. Mwonzora accused these businesses of corruptly getting government contracts and tenders, which result in the loss of taxpayers' hard-earned money.
We have a plan to have a massive consumer boycott campaign. This is where we are targeting the businesses of those people who are getting their wealth through fraud, subterfuge, and corruption. We have identified some of these. And what we are saying is that the people of Zimbabwe must not buy from those businesses, must not support those businesses, because those businesses are bleeding Zimbabwe dry.
Is this not going to affect ordinary Zimbabweans? Because maybe those products or shops that you want them to boycott are where they can afford to buy from.
This is actually very, very good news, because for the first time, the poor are going to have power over the rich. The rich make their money because of the 5 rand, the $1 that we, the poor people, spend in their shops. When 100 poor people pay 50 cents, it becomes a lot of money. When 100 people pay $1 each, that's $100. These millionaires make their millions out of the poor. For the first time, the poor are going to withhold their little amounts of money, and this is going to affect the businesses.
May you tell us some of the companies and products that you are going to target?
We have identified 19 companies so far, and there's some products that are associated with companies and individuals that we are not going to support. We are going to target. And this target is passive. We are simply not going to buy in their shops. We are not going to do anything. We are not going to loot those shops. We are not going to harass them. We are not going to burn the shops. We are simply staying away from buying from those shops.
That was MDCT Secretary General Douglas Mwonzora on the phone from Harare with Studio 7.
You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington.
We are broadcasting on 909 Metum Wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, find us at www.studio7news.com.
You can also text us at 001-202-465-0318.
Coming up,
one of Zimbabwe's leading musicians, Ja Praiser, will be visiting the United States for the first time, and we also have filmmaker Denise Edwards on our show, Time to Engage.
Stay tuned.
But first, a look at regional and international news.
Seven Indonesian sailors have been abducted at sea in the southern Philippines, the government in Jakarta said Friday, the latest in a recent string of abductions in the waters between the two countries.
The spokesman for the United Nations Department of Peacekeeping Operations said the UN has accepted responsibility for its lack of swift response during the February massacre of internally displaced persons in the South Sudanese city of Malakal.
Hello, Zimbabwe. This is Chione Sojani, your host for Time to Engage, where the voices of Zimbabwe's youth are heard. Today in the studio with me is Denise Edwards, producer of Wedding Diaries.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm great. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me on your show.
What inspired you to produce Wedding Diaries?
For us, we figured, you know, there are successful stories out there. There are people who managed to work through their marriages like years after. And it's not always, you know, doom and gloom. And for us, we like, you know, let's share their stories. Let's get other people to get, you know, a feel of how they managed to go through it. And celebrating love, celebrating marriage, and encouraging people to follow suit.
With what is happening in Zimbabwe out there, do you feel marriages are able to stand through?
I feel like there are a lot of outside factors that affect marriage as a whole. And it's a very difficult time. And they need to understand that they need each other to go through whatever challenges they're faced with. So it is very possible for people to have a successful marriage and work through whatever environment there are in that particular time.
Are you single?
No, I'm not single, but I'm not married either.
You're not married either? Okay, so what would be your ideal husband, if I may ask?
Well, he'd have to be somebody who understands me, my line of work, and my passion. He'd have to be my best friend. Love in itself, if you don't have a friendship to fall back on, it's very easy to walk away from something like that.
What about us who are traditional, who don't do weddings? We just do the lobolas. Is that considered under Wedding Diaries?
Well, actually, it is. Funny enough, we were looking at people who had lobola in terms of having footage or photos and stuff. We didn't get that many people, but it definitely part of our criteria. Everybody has different sorts of weddings. Not everything is a white wedding per se.
Apparently we hear a lot of stories of people who are married, they've had their wedding, the guy goes to diaspora, he doesn't come back. What would be your say on that?
What we did with the show is we have a segment where we have a counselor and gives marriage advice. So for me, I feel like that in ensuring that certain situations are avoided, especially for those who aren't married and are planning to get married, and those who are in bad situations already. I think at the end of the day, we're just trying to create a more positive outlook on marriage itself.
Thank you so much for being with us, Denise.
Thank you for having me.
And that was Denise Edwards, and I am Chione Sojani, your host for Time to Engage.
Thank you, Chioniso.
Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
35 years after first reports began to appear of a terrible new disease known to us today as HIV/AIDS, the medical community has made tremendous progress in controlling the disease. Back in the 1980s, a diagnosis of HIV/AIDS was a death sentence. The life expectancy of an infected person was 2 years. Today, with proper treatment, patients live relatively normal lives. And yet, despite enormous advance in treatment, we have not yet been able to eliminate this scourge. What will it take? One of the greatest obstacles is that treatment is not reaching all populations equally. These are populations at greatest risk, yet they are left behind, pushed further into the shadows in the global HIV/AIDS response, said U.S. Global AIDS Coordinator and U.S. Special Representative for Global Health Diplomacy, Deborah Birx. These are the key populations defined by UNAIDS as gay men and other men who have sex with men, transgender persons, sex workers, people who inject drugs, and prisoners. Speaking at the United Nations high-level meeting on ending AIDS, Ambassador Birx said that for these key populations, we must translate words of concern into immediate actions to ensure that specific barriers are addressed. That is why the United States government, through the President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief, or PEPFAR, has allocated $100 million to create a Key Populations Investment Fund. It will help to expand access to proven HIV prevention and treatment services for key populations. Among the issues the new fund will address are the lack of acceptance of human rights of all persons, monitoring and mitigation of stigma and discrimination, access to quality services for key populations, collection of data by subgroups of key populations, and improving the capacity of key populations-led, community-based organizations who advocate for change in policies and also directly implement services. It is unacceptable that key populations still face stigma, discrimination, and violence, which impede their ability to access quality HIV services. PEPFAR stands firmly and unequivocally with and for key populations, said Ambassador Birx, and we are deeply committed to protecting and promoting their health and human rights.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington.
In our sports segment, the Castellaga Premier Soccer League Championship race enters into week 11 with the top four teams breathing heavily on each other's neck. Reporter Michael Cariati previews the weekend's football fixtures.
The four teams at the top of the Castellaga Premier Soccer League table are separated by only 3 points, to the extent that it might not be a surprise that the table might have a new leader come the conclusion of this weekend's fixtures. Highlanders are top of the table with 23 points, with fourth placed FC Platinum on 20 points, but with a game still to play. In between Highlanders and Kugona Kunenge Kudada are Caps United and ZPC Kariba, who are on 21 points. What is interesting is that Highlanders have a debt against a third place ZPC Kariba at Barberfield Stadium, and the team that falls also falls from its position on the league table. Katuruturu have the power of surprise and did the unexpected when they traveled to Mandava Stadium and overcame then leaders FC Platinum. But against a stream rolling Highlanders, sports follower Farai Kambamura thinks that power of surprise is out of bounds.
Highlanders, so far the machine is well oiled, and Highlanders, as far as I'm concerned, they are not an easy team to beat. I think Highlanders will sail through.
Even Dynamo's supporter Tinashe Gwasira thinks Highlanders are on a roll, saying looking at what they've done so far should take the 3 points off Sunday Chizambwa's Kariba based side.
Tip Highlanders, man. Highlanders, they play a good competition last weekend, this weekend, so that they may, I think they are the better team to, these are the better team to win.
Highlanders, Saturday. Ngezi Platinum Stars versus Border Strikers, Baobabo. Cholocho Pirates versus Chicken Inn, White City. Harare City versus Dynamos, Rufaro Stadium. FC Platinum versus Triangle, Mandava. Sunday, Highlanders versus ZPC Kariba, Barberfields. Capes United versus Blairway City, National Sports Stadium. Wange versus Mtare City, the Colliery. For the bottom place teams like Mtare City Rovers and Border Strikers, it is time to start picking up points, or else they will quickly find themselves going back to Division 1 where they came from. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Cariati.
Oh,
On the entertainment scene, one of Zimbabwe's popular musicians, Ja Prazer, will be visiting the United States and Canada next month for his maiden shows in both countries, which are expected to be sold out because very few Zimbabwean musicians ever make it to these parts of the world. One of the show organizers, Taurai Mupambirei, popularly known as DJ Tau, says tickets are already on sale and the response has been good so far. Mupambirei says Ja Prazer is expected to bring his band, The Third Generation, with his female dancers led by the energetic Gonyeti, popularly known as Masoja, because of the army fatigue they wear. Mupambirei tells us more on the issue.
Ja Prazer will be coming to the USA for the first time. This is his maiden tour to the US. He will be touring in Dallas, Texas on the 29th of July. July 30th, he will be in Washington, D.C., and on the 31st, he will be in Indiana. Thereafter, the following weekend, he will be in Canada and Edmonton, playing on the 5th and 6th of August.
And as Ja Prazer is known for his dancing and also for having a lot of what they call Masoja dancing on stage with him, who is coming alongside Ja Prazer this time around?
Ja Prazer will be bringing his band, so the total people we'll be getting is 7, including Ja Prazer himself. He has male dancers, and he also has 1 female dancer. So we are expecting a fun-filled night.
How long did it take for you to organize for Ja Prazer to come to the United States, and what prompted you to invite him?
So we started discussing with Ja Prazer back in February and March. Our discussions were mainly driven by the Zimbabwean community here who were yearning to see Ja Prazer. As you are aware, he is the hottest artist in Zimbabwe right now. He's won multiple awards. He's a big African singer. He's a rising star. And his videos have been very popular, and social media has just turned him up to big heights.
Here in Washington, where will he be playing, and what arrangements have you made for those that may want to come and join him?
So here in Washington, D.C., he will be playing on the 30th of July. We've booked a venue out in Sterling. It's called The Studio. It's a very professional venue. We have a special arrangement with Double Tree Hotel, which is literally 2 minutes away from the venue. For those that will be coming from out of state and for those who might not want to drive, where we expect Ja Prazer to come and meet and greet people for those who want to meet him in person before the show. Once we have those details, we'll share them with the fans.
Where can people access the tickets and how much are they?
Right now, we're selling our tickets. We have physical tickets that are being sold by agents like myself, Haslam in Texas, Fari in Indiana, Slice in Canada, and then once again for Washington, D.C., Virginia, surrounding areas. DJ Tau is the name. I'm selling those tickets. For those who prefer to buy their tickets online, the tickets are being sold on Eventbrite. You can go on Eventbrite and search Ja Prazer. You'll be able to access all the shows from there. For the D.C. venue or event, we have early bird tickets for $40. Once the early bird tickets run out, we'll be selling advance tickets for $45.
That was Taurai Mupambirei, one of the promoters of the Ja Prazer show, speaking to us from Boston. Now to recap on today's top stories.
Police in Harare briefly arrested two men who were part of a group protesting the protracted stay of Vice President Phelekezela Mpoko in a five-star hotel.
And the MDCT says it will soon be unveiling a new strategy to punish ZANU-PF-linked businesses. We will tell you all about this.
Remember to stay tuned for Studio 7 Live Talk at 8:30 p.m. today, when our host will be talking with listeners and experts about corruption in Zimbabwe and Vice President Phelekezela Mpoko's two-year stay in a five-star hotel. That's our broadcast this evening. This is Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya Huye, wishing you a pleasant evening and a very good weekend.
Siyabonga Jonga Lomavela si lichona njani mthwakazi omuhle siyalamukela ku Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 24 ngoNhlangula 2016 silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Wala mugela emoyeni ngenjabulo ngontu ngameli inkomo endabeni zethu lamhlanje
sikhala ukuthi uMnumzane Mpoko umusekeli kaMongameli welizwe sehlale kakhulu ehoteleni yaseHarare toRainbow Towers esebenzisa imali zamataxpayers.
Kubotshwa ababili betshengisela eHarare besola umsekeli kaMongameli welizwe uMnumzana Phelekezela Mpoko ngokuqhubeka ehlala ehoteleni edlalisa imali kahulumende.
Labo abavotele ukuphuma ku-European Union ngibona ngathi bayenze iphutha elikhulu kakhulu, ngoba ukuphuma ku-European Union kwenza kuza kugwema ukuthi izinto eziningi zibe lula ukwenzakala e-Englandi.
Kuqhamuka imbuzo eminingi phezu kobudlelwano beZimbabwe leBrithani kulandela ukuphuma kwaleli lizwe kumanyano we-European Union. Kuhoza Friday lamhlanje silo zinja ziyamluma yena osethule idlalate lakhe lesihlanu. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Kubotshwe abantu ababili namuhla ngesikhathi betshengisela eRainbow Hotel eHarare besola umsekeli kaMongameli welizwe uMnumzana Phelekezela Mpoko ngokuhlala kule hotela besithi udlalisa imali kahulumende evele ingekho. Ukutshengisela lokhu bekuqoqwe izinhlanganiso ezizimeleyo ezigoqela iNational Vendors Union, iRestoration of Human Rights letajamuka. Ababotshiwe laba baphinde bakhululwa. Umpoko sedlulise umnyaka ehlala eRainbow njalo ubikwa esala ukuyahlala endlini ayidingelwe nguhulumende. Sixoxe lomunye wabatshengiseleyo uMnumzana Promise Mkhwananzi oyisikhulumeli setajamuka.
Sikhala ukuthi uMnumzana Mpoko umusekeli kaMongameli welizwe sehlale kakhulu ehoteleni yaseHarare toRainbow Towers esebenzisa imali zamataxpayers. Thina ngabe uyasuka lapho umbeko sisebenza imali njengelizwe iye incedisa ukubhadala abasebenzi abanjengama-civil servants nabanye abanjalo. Yena ehlala endlini kahulumente eyakulungiselwe lo ongumsekeli welizwe. Kune zindlu zikahulumente eziningi ezilungiselwe ukuthi abasekeli bakamongameli welizwe bahlale kizwe. Lapho ohlala khona ubaba uMzila, ohlala khona ubaba uJoshua Inkomo nakomsika. Izinto lezo sikhuluma so azilamuntu phakathi kodwa umuntu wenhlala phakathi kwehotela.
Ababotshiweyo lokhu bevalelwe na?
Ababotshiweyo abanye bakhona sebephumile kodwa balinyaziwe i-riot police leyade sibonde abantu khonapho ukuthi basuke bengatshengiseli ukuthi umbungu ngabe lokhu ehlala ehoteleni kuphele kungakhulunywa ngakho kwenza abantu bakula nto eyenzakalayo.
Bakhululwe bonke kumbe bakhona abaseleyo nxa bekhona bangaka balokhu bevalelwe?
Bakhululiwe kodwa bazagwetshwa, sikakwazi ukuthi bazagwetshwa lisalami kodwa hhayi abazange babavalele phakathi kwejele. Kuyayangisa ukuvalela abantu abakhuluma ngokuthi imali kahulumende kayisebenzi umsebenzi ukusiza uZulu, hhayi ukuthi isebenze ukuthi ubaba uMpoko ahlale mnandi ehoteleni abantu besifa besizinqoqo zomlomo.
UMnumzana Promise Mkhwananzi yisikhulumeli senhlanganiso yetajamuka. Kunjalo nje ibandla leMDCT selikhuthaze abasekeli balo ukuthi bangathengi ezitolo la kumankampani eziphathamandla zebandla leZANU-PF afana leGushingo Holdings ekankosikazi Grace Mugabe kanye leChoppies ekamnumzana Phelekezela Mphoko. Sixhume umsekeli wesikhulumeli saleli bandla unkosazana Tabitha Khumalo.
Laba bantu kabahloniphi ilungelo likaZulu. Kodwa babhizi bayantshontsha betshontsha imali kaZulu bevula izitolo lapho esihamba sisiyathenga khona bona abantu laba besibulala. So sithi insuku lezi ezilandelayo sizazama ukuthi sikhangele amankampani angikhona ukuthi yiwaphi. Abalandeli bethu sibakhuthaza ukuthi bangathengi kulawo mankampani ngoba amankampani lawo yasebuleli lizwe.
Kodwa libona ngani kuzaliphathisa ngayiphi indlela lokho?
Lapho indaba ekhona lapha ngeyokuthi laba abantu bavele bona bazidingela imali. So nxa bazabona ukuthi izikhwama zabo sizame sizibhoboza imali ziphuma zibhoboze kuzathinta bake balalele izifiso zikaZulu.
Isibonile likhonona njalo ngodaba luka baba uMphoko osedlulise umnyaka ehlala ehoteleni elisolani kahle kahle la.
Esikusolayo lapha yokuthi njengelunga likahulumeni nje lisebenzele uZulu. Uvele nxa uphiwe isikhundla sinjalo bandise ukuthi bakudingele indlu yokuthi uhlale. Yena bamdingele okokuqala wakhonona ukuthi kayihlangani lemfuno zakhe ngesilungu esithi did not meet his standards. Kodwa uhulumende nalo lapha yena khona engu-vice president ukhala ngokuthi akalamali. Ngakwanisa ukubhadala isebenzi sikahulumende. Ngakwanisa ukuthenga imithi ezibhedlela. Abantu amatitshi ezikolo kabaholi. Kanti manje uzahlala njani ehoteleni khona kule ndlu nxa yena sibi sakhe emele ilungelo likaZulu.
Yini phela amalunga edale lephalamende kukhona yini elikwenzayo lani ngalolu daba?
Udaba lolu sesake salumumatha ephalamende sixukaxuka ngokuthi kanti wahlala ehoteleni isikhathi esingaka sesibone njalo labo mama sebeke batshengisela ukuthi uhlala ehoteleni. Kwanganinya indaba yakhona yinto nje engela need yokuthi ikhulunywe ngayo izalungiswa. Kodwa bona ukhanya hayi lokhu bekuphikelela besiya phambili esihlalele ehoteleni esidla imali yesizwe saseZimbabwe amaZimbabweans besindlimbuya ngoluthi.
Elithi ngayisetshenziswani imali elithi uyayidlalisa kulihotela ubaba uMphoko?
Imali yona leyo singakayikhatshana e-National University of Science and Technology. Kulabantwana ababhadalelwa nguhulumende esithi yi-cadetship. And uhulumende ngikhuluma kunjenje u-over 2 million esikolo se-NUST. Ukuthi i-NUST kwenza ukuthi abantwana bazabuya futhi bazofunda. Banelisi ukuthi bazofunda nama-lecturers aholi. Kambe imali engase yayithatha siyebhadala i-cadetship yalabantwana abadubekayo kodwa banelisile ukuthi bangene e-university. Kungeke waphathisa uZulu.
Unkosazana Tabitha Khumalo ngumsekeli wesikhulumeli sebandla leMDCT. Elibhilitane seliphumile kumanyano kwe-European Union kulandela ukhetho olwenziwe izolo. Lokhu kwenze inhloko kahulumende umnumzana David Cameron wachiya umsebenzi ngoba ubekhankasela ukuthi leli lizwe lingaphumi. Umbuzo omkhulu osukhona ngothi kambe lokhu kuzaletha inguquko na kundlela eleBhilitane elidlelana ngayo lele Zimbabwe. Ubudlelwano phakathi kwamazwe omabili abumanga kuhle ngenxa yezijeziso ezetheswa ele Zimbabwe yi-EU. Iqoquzelwa ngeleBhilitane. Sixhume isizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala kweleBhilitane umnumzana Difa Dube.
Ngibona ingathi kwenzakale iphutha elikhulu kakhulu abantu iningi labo abavotele ukuphuma ku-European Union. Ngibona ingathi bayenze iphutha elikhulu kakhulu ngoba ukuphuma ku-European Union kwenza kuzagwema ukuthi izinto eziningi zibe lula ukwenzakala e-England ngoba ubudlelwane lobuyana kathesi sobuqumekile.
Inyathelo leli ubona litshiya ubudlelwano phakathi kweleBhilitane leleZimbabwe buminjani?
ubudlelwane base beZimbabwe leEngland ngibona ngathi akusoze kube lenguquko as long as nxa ukuthi kithi izinto lezi ababezifisa ukuthi bazibone senzakala zingakabilo tshintsho kodwa nxa sesikhangela kathesi iZimbabwe yona ngibona ngathi ubuhlobo bayo ubuhlobo beZimbabwe lamazwe aseEurope ngoba kathesi nxa sithi amazwe aseEurope iEngland iEngland angisayibaleli phakathi nxa ngibala amazwe aseEurope ngibala oFrance lamanye amazwe akhona ngale ngibona ngathi sekuzabe lobuhlobo obuhle njalo sekuzabe lotshintsho kakhulu ngoba iEngland yiyo eyayigqubuzela kakhulu ukuthi ifuna ukubona izinto zisenzakala eZimbabwe noma zithinta ngendlela thize ngizothi yiyo kakhulu iEngland eyayikhangelele ukuthi kube lokutshintsha kwezinto eziningi eZimbabwe kodwa kathesi abantu beEurope amazwe afana laboFrance laboGermany abazange kwabe ngabantu abalentshukutshu kakhulu ukuthi bafuna ukuthi babone ukuthi mhlawumbe abazange babe lentshukutshu ukuzihlupha kakhulu ngento eyenzakala eZimbabwe.
Umnumzana Difa Dube isizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala kwele Bilitane.
Umsakazo wakho we Studio 7 ususakaza live kuhlelo lwe Live Talk ekasini lethu lenkundleni ye Facebook. Ungakuthwa yilolu hlelo kusukisela ngo 8:30 kusiya ngo 9:30 ntambama ukuze uxoxisane labanye ngendaba eziqhakathekileyo esizihluza nsuku zonke kusukisela ngomvulo kusiya ngolesihlanu. Sithanda ukuzwa imbono yakho ngokubhala ekasini le Facebook uhlelo luqhubeka. Ikheli yethu ekasini leli ithi VOA Indebele. Ngizaphinda njalo VOA Indebele.
Lingakhohlwa ukwenza like ikhasi lethu kuFacebook ele VOA Indebele.
Lanxa uhulumende esithi uzinikele ukuphutshisa umsebenzi wokulotshwa komthetho ozaqondisa uhlelo lokuxolelana, inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo zithi ukhanya engaluqhakathekisi lolu hlelo uhulumende. Kubika uMavis Gama.
Bekhuluma emhlanganweni oqhutshelwe eHarare lamhla, abenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo basola uhulumende ngokuphuza ukuloba kutsha umthetho weNational Peace and Reconciliation Bill ngemva kokulahlelwa khatshana lidale lePhalamende. Okhokela inhlanganiso ye-Albino Trust Association of Zimbabwe, umnumzana Bruce Nyoni, ngomunye wabangene umhlangano lo.
Mina ngicabanga ukuthi ibhili leyi bayayisaba ngoba ikhanya ingani ilabanye abantu ebaqondayo abake bayenza izinto ezimbi ngangemuva okuthi bona sebesesaba ukuthi ibhili leyi ingarectifyiwa eParliament, laba abantu bengabotshwa ngoba babenza izinto ezingekho emthethweni.
Unyoni uthi ukuphuza kukahulumende ukufeza lo msebenzi kuyingozi enkulu ngoba ayabe lokhe sanda amanxeba ajonge ukwelatshwa ngumthetho lo.
Lapha sibhekana ngokuthi ngo-2018 abantu bengatshaya bahlukuluze njalo njengendlela eyakhe yenzeka la emuva. So ukuphuza kokuretify kwebhili leyi kungasilethela inye ingozi enkulu kakhulu ngoba akula mthetho oyabe uqinisa ukuthi abantu bangenzi izinto ezinjengalezo.
Kundawana zonke lapho elethulwe khona kuzulu leli bhili bakubeke sobala abantu ukuthi kabavumelani lokuthi uhulumende angenele kakhulu kuhlelo lokuxolelana lolu. Uhulumende uthi uzimisele ukulungisisa ibhili leli ngokuphangisa lethulwe njalo edale lePhalamende umnyaka ongakapheli. INational Peace and Reconciliation Commission izaqala uhlelo lokupholisa amanxeba. Ibhili leli lithe lapasa edale lePhalamende laba ngumthetho. Udlakela lwezombusazwe olubulalise abantu abaningi kusukela ilizwe lithola uzibuse luyisilonda esiqhubeka sibhibhidla. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, nginguMavis Gama.
Uhulumende uthi sezaguqula abazisebenzayo babe ngamankampani azabhaliswa okusemthethweni. Kodwa abazisebenzayo laba bathi leli liqhinga nje lokubathathela imali ngoba bezabe sebehlawuliswa imithelo. Kubika uNothando Spanda.
Ugatsha lwamabhizimisi amancane labazisebenzayo olwe-small and medium enterprises lamhlabe lubize abamabhizimisi la kanye labacubungula ezenotho ukuze babonisane ngenyathelo lokuguqula amabhizimisi amancane okuthiwa yi-formalization ngesiNgisi. Okwakhathesi, lanxa kuthiwa inotho yelizwe esezandleni zalabo abazisebenzayo, phezu kwengxenye yamabhizimusi la akabhalisanga okusemthethweni kuthi amane nje ekhulwini i-4% yiwo abhadala imithelo. Ekhuluma emhlanganweni lo unobhala wogatsha lolu unkosikazi Evelyn Ndlovu uthe leli nyathelo liza ngemva kwenkuthazo yenhlanganiso yezisebenzi i-International Labour Organization ngonhlangulanya kenye. Uthe lintuthuko ayitsho ukudinga imali kuphela ebantwini kodwa itsho njalo ukuphathisa abazisebenzayo ukuze imisebenzi yabo ibaphe imali eningi.
So we are seeing this partner with you to change the lives of our people.
Sithi asibamba nini ukuze sincedisane ukuguqula impilo zabantu laba abazisebenzayo, siguqule impilo zabo, siguqule njalo indlela zabo zokuziphilisa ngoba sesithuthukise indlela abaqhuba ngayo ezemabhizimisi. Lapho senze lokho sizaguqula njalo umbala wenotho yelizwe. Ugatsha lolu luyathakazelela ukuphatheka wena kulolu daba lawonotho yelizwe kanye lawohlelo lolu lokubeka umthetho we-formalization.
Ozisebenzayo umnumzana Gift Matanga uthi lanxa uhlelo lolu luqakathekile kusobala ukuthi injongo kahulumende ikudinga imali yemithelo kumabhizimisi amancane ukuze ahlawule izisebenzi zakhe ezifana lababalisi labongi.
Like now, the focus of the Minister of Finance is to get as much money as they can to the money.
Ogathesi injongo yogatsha lwezemali ikudinga imali isebenzisa inkampani yezimbra hathi ukuthuthukisa inotho yelizwe. Nxa sengithe ngenza lokhu kuguqula indlela engisebenza ngayo i-formalization ngoba imithelo eminingi kakhulu ngiyagcina sehluleka sengivala ibhizimisi yami. Indaba yezisebenzi ukuyabe sokumele ngibhadale izisebenzi iholo elithile kanye lokunye okuninginingi. Angiboni ukuthi lokhu siyenelisa ukukwenza ukathesi.
Ozisebenzayo njalo, unkosikazi Melody Hanyana, laye ugcizelele amazwi kaMathanga, ekhonona njalo ngokuhlukuluzwa ngamapholisa.
Lo mhlangano ubungowe ukufundisana, sikhangela inhlupho esihlangana lazo njengabantu abazisebenzayo. Sincedisana nje ukuthi lezo nhlupho singazikungenziwani ukuze sihlukane lazo inhlupho lezo sihlangana lazo. Tina sikhangelela ukuthi uhulumende alungise umnotho welizwe ngoba asingake sibe yithi sonke sithengisayo sonke. So tina sikhangelela ukuthi abanye abantu kulungiswe industry ivulwe, abanye abantu bahambe ma-industry kwenzela ukuthi kube labanye abaholayo abazabuya bezothenga ngoba sonke asingake sonke sibe kwi-informal sector.
Ugatsha lwe-small and medium enterprises luyaqhubeka ngokukhulumisana labazisebenzayo kanye labalamabhizimisi amancane laba ngolwesibili oluzayo kobulawayo. Ngimele iStudio 7, ngingunothando Sibanda.
Abamabhizimusi abathengisa impahla kwele Botswana bakhala ngemithetho kahulumende kanye lokusilela kwemali emabhanga besithi lokhu sokuphazamise kakhulu amabhizimusi abo. Kubika uMartin Gwenya.
Umnumzana Edwin Malaba walahlekelwa umsebenzi wakhe ngomnyaka ka-2008 ngesikhathi esebenza kwenye ifactory ethengisa imithi yesifuyo. Kodwa ukuvaleka komnyango lo kwamvulela indlela eya eBotswana lapho asethengisa khona imithi efanayo. Malaba uthi lanxa nje bekulenzuzo inhlupho imithetho kahulumende eqonqosela ukuthi amabhizimusi aqale ahambise imali ebhanga engakayisebenzisi. Uthi lokhu sekumbulele kakhulu ngoba noma ifisa ukuthenga okunye eBotswana kenelisi ngoba kumele aqale ayifaka imali ebhanga eZimbabwe. Malaba uthi njalo ukusilela kwemali elizweni sokwenza ukuqhuba ibhizimusi lakhe kwaba nzima kakhulu ngoba imali iphuma buqamuqamu emabhanga okwenza ehluleke ukuwoda impahla ngesikhathi.
La maphepha okuthiwa ngama CD1 okuyi authorization to export okukhombisa ukuthi nxa siqede exporter imali yakhona kumele iphendukise uze ibhenka. Manje imali yakhona ungayibhenka ayisaphumi. Asithi ubhenke 2000 uzafuna 20 days before the days uyikhipha ngama 50-50 ube usuluza ama-customers ngapha eBotswana.
Malaba wengeze wathi umthetho kahulumende awubulali bona kuphela kodwa ubulala ngitsho lamankampani awekhaya abathengiselayo.
Ibanti-ke lamakhampani esithenga kuwo lawo ayaluza kakhulu ngoba xa uzabe uthenga $50 ngelanga ukuthi uzoqede i-2000 kuyawuthatha isikhathi eside. Ama-customer ethu la esilawo eBotswana lawo agcine eseluza i-confidence yithi begcine sesiyathengela e-South Africa ngoba lokho kwama-CD1 kakukho. Indaba yemali le inzima kakhulu okubuhlungu njalo ukuthi nxa sube namapula akho kumbe ama-US dollar wawafaka ebank usunikwa lokho ozathiwa ama-bond notes ongasiyo mali okuthathela nxa usufuna ukuyakuda izinto phandle kwelizwe.
Osakhulayo umnumzana Mthabisi Khuzwayo othengisa amadlala ama-CD kanye lama-DVD uthi imisebenzi yasilela ekhaya okwenza ontanga bagcine bezama ezinye indlela zokusiphilisa, kodwa uKhuzwayo uthi imithetho kahulumende iyabaphambanisa.
Uhulumende uyasilimaza ngemithetho yabo leyi. Singabantu abatsha sizidingela imali ngokuthengisa ama-CD lama-DVD, kodwa imithetho yabo leyi ingathi isisilimaza kakhulu. Ngaba khangela ukuthi i-formal employment ayikho lapha eBotswana, basiyekele bayenze labo kube lula kithi.
Uhulumende uqhubeka izama okumunya okuncane ukuthola abaphila ngokuthenga lokuthengisa impahla phandle kwelizwe, ikakhulu ngokukhweza imithelo abayibhadala ugatsha lweZimbabwe Revenue Authority iZimra. Uthi inyathelo lokubamba abamabhizimusi ngamandla ukuthi baphenduke befake imali emabhanga ekhaya indlela yokuzama ukuqeda udubo lokusulela kwemali elizweni. NginguMathini Ngwenya wendaba zeStudio 7, ngisiyabulongela eBotswana.
Singene kwezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Umkhokheli webandla leRoma uPapa Francis namhla usole kakhulu ukubulawa kwabantu kwele Armenia. UPapa wethule amazwi la ekhona le kwele Armenia. Sizweni amazwi alandelayo aveza imbono kahulumende weMelika ngodaba lweziphepheli.
Amazwe omhlaba ngomvulo ananze ilanga lokuhlonipha amalungelo eziphepheli, njalo umanyano weUnited Nations uthi kulabantu abedlula izigidi ezingamachumi amane abayiziphepheli ngezizathu ezichiyeneyo. Elemelika lizimisele ukuqhubeka lisekela iziphepheli emhlabeni jikelele, njalo likhuthaza amanye amazwe alobudlelwano lalo ukuthi aphathise kulimizamo. Elinye lamazwe la ngeleBotswana lona eligcine iziphepheli ezizinkulungwane ezintathu eduku yirefugee camp kusukela ngomnyaka ka-1975. Elemelika selamukele iziphepheli ezedlula kancane izigidi ezintathu, 3.2 million. Umongameli Barack Obama uthi elemelika liza kwamukela njalo iziphepheli ezizinkulungwane ezilikhulu, i-100,000, ngomnyaka ka-2017.
Lawo bekungamazwi aveza imbono kahulumende weMelika ngodaba lweziphepheli. So kwisikhathi sokukhulula amabhatshi, isikhathi sokujabula kuWoza Friday lamuhla silozinja ziyamluma yena osethule idlalade elitsha. Uyalandisa uBenedictine Hlapo.
Lapha ngohamba lezemagic kuzinja zemluma ikhuza abaculi abathi umuntu angacula kuliculo okugodwa akhukhumane okadwayi odobhe ingqongqo efusini kasamakhei.
Namakhono okujamsatwa, namakhono okujamsatwa, yona akahambe zifaka.
Uyazi ukuthi abaningi bayaphiceka njengoba kwesinye isikhathi ecula enguzinja zamluma zukuzuku uzwe esecula enguze magic.
Album lena ingeyes5 ekazinja ziyamluma, loke ngikhona la emculweni. Khupha album nginguzinja ziyamluma bese ngibuye futhi ngikhuphe album ezemagic. Ezemagic seseyimina futhi nje, yimina futhi engisalida ngoba ngamaqembu ami omabili. Maze ngidlala la ezemagic kukhona umehluko obakhona ngoba ngiyehlisa kakhulu lapha iphimbo lami.
How long is celebrate? How long? Wena ufuna ukuduma ngenkani? Ubathukelana abantu, ubathukelana abantu.
Lidlalade likazinja ozelwe engukhulekani Vundla lile ngoma ezile 13. Ikhona ke ayicule lokhanda lenja indodana yomculi kamaskandi odume kakhulu umfazi omnyama yona ke ithi amaqhawe
lo inkosi yakithi umsilika oyagoda mesimbabwe inkosi yakithi umsilika oyagoda makwamthwaka inkosi yakithi uto oyaphelele empini inkosi yakithi uphe oyagoda makwanonko
uzinja uthi umculo okuleli dlalade uphekwe ungajakhiwe wavuthwa bubusu njengoba sekule minyaka emine ewethula elandelana amadlalade kamasikhandi.
Le album leni namandla kakhulu. Ngicabanga ukuthi manje ukhakhayi soluqinile. Ngishintshe ne-studio uma ngisenza le album. Ngene ngoba ngiyimisele ngifuna ukwenza into ukuthi uma iphuma abantu bekwazi ukuthi uma besethenga uzinje zemluma. Bathenga uzinje zemluma lo abamazi eqala ukudlala le ngoma bemjabulela bethenga ama-CD yakhe bethu uyashaya. Namanje kusasenjalo futhi.
Yena ke uthi ngumculo ozithobileyo ongakuthandiyo ukuba ngumaqhuzu yikho nje yonke indawo labahamba khona uyazihlupha ngokuthi angabasiza njani abaculi abasacadulayo.
Iphupho lami liseyuthini khona ingane ilapha abafana abancane abasedinyani sholosho labafana babango-form 3 kumanje ngiyafisa ukuthi ke mbarekodele i-CD labo bekwazi ukuqhubeka nabo ukuze nabo mase bethe mhlawumbe baqeda isikolo ma kuvele kusegazini kube bekwazi ukuqhubeka lapho bephambili.
Ngoko esathikisayo zamaculo kuleli dlalade zibalisa imali malaitsha mawengane uzongikhumbula lezinye futhi ke nxa ufuna ukuzizwela nawe zitholele lona ngokwalo haji la akhandwa emakhukhwini uphuma ke enkundleni ngale eyokholo ethi buya mzuli
buya mzuli buya
Ngimele Studio 7 eJohannesburg kwele South Africa ngingu-Benedict Nhlapho.
Ngomlomo wakho ukholwa nangenhliziyo ukuthi uJesu yiNkosi uzakusindiswa. Amen, amen, amen.
Hallelujah.
Zinja, haya petali nsizwa mani, icha hale cholocho, uzinja ziyamluma, ihlabela kamnandi. Eqhubeke uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje. Sihlobo zami, lingayika channel uyalandela uhlelo lwe-Live Talk, lapho esikhangela khona udaba lukababa uphelekezela Mphoko oselomnyaka ehlala ehoteleni uhulumende embhatalela ngemali zenu. Kwanelo kwalamhlanje. Olivalelisayo, muntu ngamili nkomo. Lilanga.